The World This Week, Politics.
The UN Global Summit on Climate Change produced an agreement that, for the first time, calls on countries to transition away from fossil fuels. Some delegates attending COP28 had hoped for a more forceful phrasing on phasing them out. Dirty fuels, especially coal, will be used for some time. The words of the text need to be put into action, but still the industry minister of the United Arab Emirates, which hosted COP28, described it as historic. The UAE recently held a mass trial of more than 80 dissidents on fabricated charges of supporting terrorism, according to Amnesty International. The government does not allow charges or judgments concerning political prosecutions to be made public or reported on. In a rare criticism, Joe Biden described Israel's bombing campaign in Gaza as indiscriminate and is pressing its government to scale back its operations. Jake Sullivan, America's national security advisor, has been dispatched to Israel to discuss a timetable to that end. The UN General Assembly voted for a ceasefire. Israel's foreign minister said a ceasefire now would be a gift to Hamas and that the war will continue with or without international support. Ernest Bai Koroma, a former president of Sierra Leone, has been placed under house arrest, according to the opposition. Mr. Koroma has been questioned by police about what the government describes as an attempted coup in November that was mounted by his former bodyguards. Luis Caputo, the new economy minister and Javier Milei's cabinet in Argentina, announced a sweeping package of measures. The official exchange rate of the peso was devalued by half and public spending was slashed. The IMF, which has supported the beleaguered economy with a $43 billion loan, welcomed the shock therapy. Irfan Ali, the president of Guyana, agreed to meet Nicolas Maduro, Venezuela's autocratic leader. Earlier this month, Venezuela held a dodgy referendum in which 95% of respondents agreed to annex two-thirds of its neighbor. Mr. Ali has repeatedly stated that Guyana's land boundary is not up for discussion. Efforts by a circle of elites to keep Guatemala's president-elect, Bernardo Arevalo, from taking power in January intensified. The Attorney General said the electoral result should be nullified because of fraud, of which there is no evidence. But the Electoral Tribunal reiterated that the results are unalterable. The United States condemned the attempt to undermine Guatemala's troubled democracy.